In 1942, South African doctors Sydney and Emily Kok opened a health center in Fulela, a poor region of eastern South Africa. To deal with every aspect of the causes of illness in this community, clinic staff provided vaccinations, gave regular medical checkups, and taught farming and cooking methods to improve patients' diets. This holistic approach became known as community-based healthcare and was widely adopted across the United States and in other parts of the world. The Koks were able to teach others their methods at the University of Natal, the first South African medical school to train non-white students. In 1948, the government introduced apartheid, a legal system of racial segregation. University faculty frequently clashed with the administration over this policy, and in 1957, the Minister of Education, Arts and Science tried to take over the department where the Koks taught. In the letter you see here to the president of the university, Sydney Kok criticized the plan. Soon afterwards, in response to ongoing intimidation by the government and the constraints on their work, he and his wife resigned. They left South Africa and brought their ideas to other parts of the world, including Israel and the United States. Dr. Jack Geiger, an American physician and activist, visited the Fulela Health Center when he was a medical student. He recalls Sydney Kok's innovative approach.
What he had done was say a community health center should be a source of primary care for a defined population. It should do health education. It should do epidemiologic surveillance of that population so that one knew what the major problems were. It should fashion interventions for those major problems, and it should follow up to see what the effects were. And at Palela and Lamontville, I know at firsthand, that worked with extraordinary success.